Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. As y'all know, it's already March, and if you're on my side of the world, you know, summer's coming. Many of us are thinking, okay, it's time to get my butt into action so that I can feel strong and confident this summer. Today, we are making a plan. So go grab your pen and paper, and we're going to get into action with the Fit Mom formula for quick and lasting weight loss. Let's go, okay? Now, if you are listening to this or watching inside of our Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook group, you will notice this is also going to be on the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, come join us in the Facebook group. So we're kind of double dipping today so that you all get access to this because we want to help you, of course, to do the inner work, to do all the things you need to do to lose weight, but also we want to help you to see the scale drop quickly. And we're going to jump into action here in a minute, but if you're listening today and you're thinking, as we go through this, yes, 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 this is how I want to do weight loss, then do not wait, mama. Come join us inside of Fit Mom's Accelerator today. I want to encourage you to not put this off another month, another week, or even another day. Again, the way that you go through our programs, you can join Kingdom Fit Moms at any time, and then you need to get into the accelerator. This is going to give you the foundations of everything you need to lose weight quickly. You get access to our real food resets, and then you move up into the academy when you're ready for more coaching accountability. But everything you learn in the podcast today, picture it in even more detail with a step-by-step game plan and community to learn from and encourage you. Our monthly group call to answer questions that come up and built-in bi-monthly real food resets to practice this real food overhaul in community. And you're getting a really deep dive into how to invite God into this journey. It's truly a program and a process like nothing you've ever experienced before with results like never before. Because we go to that heart level while also focusing on the physical so you can lose weight quickly and come out a changed woman knowing that you are a fit mom. Inside the accelerator, again, I'm going to teach you why the struggle with the weight exists in the first place so you can heal, break free. We're going to restore the glory of God in real food so there's no more decision fatigue and that bondage of diet culture. We're breaking that off. We're going to teach you the practical strategies to actually implement your new healthy lifestyle in the midst of the most amazing and insanely full season of your life as a mom. I get it. It's crazy. It's hard, but you can do it. And just this week, some of our newest fit moms are talking. One fit mom is talking about ripping off the Band-Aid with Weight Watchers and trusting a new process. And it's scary. I get it. It's hard to imagine life without counting things and getting caught up in all of the shoulds. Another fit mom joined and shared her why for joining our community, stating, I want to be healthier in all its forms and for myself and my children. I want to make 2024 the year of change in a variety of ways, and I'm glad to be here. So that's awesome. We are celebrating you, mama. And lastly, another one of our new fit moms shared, I'm just becoming aware through the first week of the program how much spiritual warfare and emotional healing is really going on and needed. Excuse me. And I'm celebrating these women and truly praying for more, Lord. Like, let us be women who walk out the truth of who you created us to be without the burden of excess weight, without thoughts that are constantly on the scale, without the back and forth, the burden of always being on or off. Help us to just live, to be healthy people, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Help us to be the women who pass on that legacy to our children. So more, Lord. So let's get started on the practical today. And again, this entire process is literally a sneak peek inside the academy. All the good stuff for you today. So get your pen and paper ready, and I want to help you to create a game plan. If you want to lose weight fast, this is exactly what we do in more detail inside of Fit Moms Accelerator. So before you get started on this journey to lose weight fast, I want to speak to the preparation. So if you're thinking, okay, I need to see the scale drop over the next, I mean, maybe you're trying to lose 10 pounds by the end of April or whatever your goals are. We have to get into a mindset of preparation. So let's say we're aiming for a 2 week period. Okay. For the next 2 weeks, we're only eating real food. Okay. And if you need a place to practice this, again, we're gearing up for our next real food reset on March 14th inside the Accelerator, and all our Accelerator and Academy gals have access to that for free. So if you want to practice this, again, another invitation to come join us, but only real food. In short, if God made it, you can eat it and nothing else is added. If you're serious about shedding weight quickly, this is the most clear-minded way to do it. So you don't have to be counting things. It's just, is this in or is this out? Okay. We aren't always this strict in our community, and I don't even like that word strict, but for 10 days, we're warriors, we're working hard to see that scale drop. So you can look up a real food list. We can give you access to that again inside of our communities, and you want to start planning and making sure that you have food prepared for your 2 week or more time frame where you're focusing on real food. Also, for preparation, I think you need a fitness tracker. Because it's going to keep you accountable to movement and to making sure you're pushing yourself to move a little bit more. Every 1,000 steps or so is another 50-ish calories you're burning. And then you need to prepare mindset-wise that you are a warrior and you can hunker down and you can do hard things. And I want you to pay attention as you go through a process of really diving in to lose weight quickly. What strongholds are coming up for you? What mindset shifts do you need to figure out, you know, what, where am I going to a place of shame? And how can I instead ask the Lord to show me more and let him reveal areas of my heart that might need healing and revival? So remember, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. And so before you even start this process that I'm about to give you, make sure that you have the food available that you need. Go stock up your pantry. Get access to our real food list inside a community and eliminate decision fatigue as you go through this. Okay. So real food, I think you all probably know this at this point, but just to make sure we're on the same page, if God made it, you can eat it in its purest form. An apple is an apple. You can pick it. Applesauce, you know, in a store is a little further removed, has sometimes some processing to it. Apple fritters are, you know, there's a little real food in it, but there's a lot of food that's not how God designed us to eat. And then an apple Laffy Taffy, it's pretty much all fake. So potatoes, good quality meat, quinoa, beans, all veggies, nuts, you know, fruit. If you can just name it as one ingredient, it's fair game. And if you've been stuck in diet culture for some time, this can feel way too simplistic. But for, let's say, 2 weeks in this model, and if you are eating the way that we teach you inside of the Accelerator and beyond, I'm confident you will be shedding weight and feeling amazing. Most people inside of one of our real food resets lose 5 to 10 pounds. This is just in 2 weeks, you guys, because you're really stripping away all the inflammation, all the junk. So this would be step one, okay? You don't need to be counting things. We need to get clear on what is real food, because this will be the ultimate freedom for you long term, is being able to look at things and make decisions on food based on, is it real food or not? You don't need to go into calorie counting or macro mapping or any of that. Especially off the bat, you're digging way too far into the weeds. Okay. So what is next? Dun, 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 dun. Okay. The next thing that I want you to focus on after we have gotten into real food is meal planning. And so a little bit more specifically, I want you to think about a few things with meal planning over the next several weeks as you're gearing up for summer. So how can I make dinner and have leftovers for the next day? What real food meals can I have for breakfast? How am I going to handle the weekends when I'm tempted to throw in the towel? This is a big one that we've got to work through. what about the night out with my friends, that day trip or the other thing that I have a tendency to get off track? How am I going to handle that? Think through the events that you have, let's say over the next 2 weeks. Look at your calendar and figure out how am I going to handle those and make sure that I have real food on hand. And maybe you need to have a conversation with your husband or your family so that everybody is on board. Okay, step three. This one is relatively simple, although it seems hard to do at times, even for myself. But I want you to have at least 72 ounces of water, more is better, every single day, so that you feel fuller longer. You can get a fruit diffuser in your water. You can add some cucumber. You could even do Spindrift. I love my Spindies. And I say specifically Spindrift for water, sparkling water, because if you get into bubbly or LaCroix, they have a lot of natural flavors, which they don't tell you what that is. Don't do it. It's not your best option. Or just drink water. Okay. So I'm just saying that to remind us all, we all know this, but let's make sure we're getting our water in. Okay. The next thing you need to do is to move with a little more intentionality. Okay. So this is where the fitness tracker comes in. So when you look at what your average step count is for the day, I want you to try to increase that by at least 2,000, okay? That's an extra 100-ish calories every day, and all of those little things are going to add up. So figure out, how do I walk over the lunch hour? How do I get an extra walk in with my kids? And if you really want to boost your boost the success on the scale, then aim for an extra 4,000 steps a day. It's really, that's an extra maybe mile and a half, 2 miles, so it's overall, in the grand scheme of things, you can totally do that. And right now inside of Fit Moms Academy, we're actually doing a miles challenge. We're aiming for 1,500 miles in our community over the month of March. And it's making me get out there and move more intentionally because I want to contribute. I want to push myself. So you can walk more than you think you can. And this will really inspire you, and you can listen to Kingdom Fit Moms as you are walking and be even more inspired by the podcast or whatever else your favorite podcasts are. Okay. So the fifth thing that you need to do to see that scale drop quickly is to make sure, okay, that how do I want to say this? So we want to make sure that we are very aware of our thoughts, okay? So you might be feeling, as you go through this process, you might start to feel tired or notice that your body is starting to detox, and the cravings are no joke. And so we have to recognize why we started. We have to go back to our why and to remember that we desire to lose weight so that we can live out our kingdom purpose in freedom without this burden anymore. If you're in my world, I know your story pretty well because I've literally talked to thousands of women just like you who are always thinking about the scale, getting back into their skinny clothes or, quote unquote, fat clothes. They are, they're feeling shame about being on and off. They have all or nothing thinking. They are just frankly tired of that diet roller coaster. And we want to remember that without all of that, if we can just live healthy, we have the incredible privilege of leaving that legacy to our children as well and fully living out the legacy that God has for us, whatever that is. And our God is a God of multiplication. And so when we work hard to break all the chains that are associated with weight, the Lord's going to reveal so many other things to you, okay? He's going to reveal other areas of your heart that need healed. And he's going to bring people into your circle. And anyway, the effects of this, of you saying yes to your health, is going to influence generations to come. Okay. This could break off a chain of obesity for your great, great grandchildren. And how incredible is that? And so I really believe that God has created health as part of your birthright and he desires abundance for you. So you need to consider as you go through this journey, how does your yes, who is affected by your yes to get well? Why are you on this journey? And when you show up more confidently and energetically without the sluggish feeling, you know, who is going to be influenced by this? So remember your why as you go. Okay. We're halfway through the process of getting the scale down quickly and also making it sustainable, which is a bonus. But I know y'all are getting excited for summer. Okay. So we're going to get back to the practical side. The next thing I want you to do is go open your pantry door, take a look inside, and this is full permission for you today to throw away the food that is not serving you. I know that you've spent money on it. Maybe you feel bad about that, but all that fake man-made food in your pantry, it's not serving you. It's just tempting you. It's not serving your family. It just doesn't need to be there. So go ahead and get rid of it. Put it in the trash right now. You don't need it. Maybe you even do it while everybody's sleeping so nobody has to see you and argue. Can seem sneaky, but I wonder if your family will even truly miss it. And someday they might thank you for going on this journey of getting healthy. So you don't need to put any unfair expectations on things like this. Just go ahead and get the tempting food out of your house and create a blue zone. All right, number 7. You all know the hype, I'm sure, about protein, but there's lots of questions on it. How much do I need? How much should I put in my diet? I'm not going to get into that, but the point is we need to focus on having it at every meal to some extent, because it's going to keep you fuller longer. It's going to help you to build muscle. So I thought I'd just mention a few of my favorite high protein snacks when you're running short on time. So number 1, I love the Chomps meat sticks. I love organic edamame. I just ate some last night, and I add my favorite everything bagel seasoning with Epicure. I love hard-boiled eggs. I love pumpkin seeds. I think it's 1/4 cup is 10 grams of protein, which is pretty good for seeds. It's the highest protein in seeds. And then RX bars. So if you're feeling hungry during your time of losing weight, add more protein. Okay, what are we on? Number 9? Okay, dinner and done, or number 8. I think we're on number 8. So dinner and done. So after you eat, stop eating at 7. And again, these boundaries are so healthy. We were talking about this last night on our call inside of Fit Moms Academy, how there are seasons where we just need to have a boundary so that we have something to say yes or no to, instead of having this decision fatigue all the time. Like, ooh, I'm at the store and my family, they're all having a cupcake. Like, should I have it? Well, sometimes you need something to make a decision for you. And so I'm making a decision for you after you eat, when you eat dinner, and then it becomes 7 o'clock, just put a boundary on, I'm going to stop eating. You're going to get a little more into that fasting zone. And let's be honest, a lot of us have that nighttime eating and it's extra calories that we don't need. It's become habitual or comforting or whatever. So let's just put a hard pass on it for this season. And we're going to ditch the late night snack. Okay. Next up, we're going to break. The next thing that you've got to do over this period of time for weight loss is break up with all or nothing thinking. And so maybe you feel like there's a day where you totally blow it and then you feel shame about that thing. So then you decide, well, I'm just not going to do anything. So I want you to declare over yourself, I am not an all or nothing thinker. Okay. I don't need to be healthy I don't need to be perfect, in order to be healthy, or taking on the identity of being a fit mom. I don't have to be perfect. I am not perfect in my health journey, you guys, but I make most of my decisions based on the identity of I am worth fighting for, and I am a fit mom because I am. And so remember that God does not expect you to master, you know, everything perfectly and to have no slip ups. And he has eyes on you, just like you have eyes on your kids. So you watch your 4-year-old create this beautiful piece of art that's like a bunch of scribbles and outside the lines. And are you looking at this 4-year-old like, oh my goodness, this is the worst thing I've ever seen? Like, no, of course not. You look at it and you think, wow, this is amazing. I love it. I'm going to put it on my fridge. Thank you for trying. Thank you for giving it your all. I love it, right? It's an expression of that child. And so the same thing for you. All these steps that you are taking, your Heavenly Father looks at you the same way and is just proud of you for being on this journey. So instead of all or nothing, let's be all in and just be committed to doing whatever we can do to honor our bodies, to treat them really well for His glory, and having the mindset of I get to rather than I have to. And then that's it. When you mess up, that's great. You're human. You're like all of us, and you are a product of what you do most of the time, not what you do perfectly. So say it with me. Write this down. I'm committing to breaking up with all or nothing thinking today and for the future of my health. Okay. So the last thing that you're going to do along this journey is to do a lot of self-reflection and to think about, okay, what am I learning about myself? And you need to have a journal. You need to take time to really process, what am I learning? Where do I have confusion or lack of confidence in my health journey? Am I willing to go to the next level to make this all stick? Where are there gaps? Where am I self-sabotaging? Where do I keep getting hung up? Where am I not believing this is possible or feeling resistance? And the biggest piece of advice I have for you as you start to gain momentum and then you start to notice that maybe you're, you know, getting off track and wondering why is you need to get a coach. You need to have somebody help you to figure out what's going on with all the mind drama, okay? And that's where I want to encourage you that if you're serious about this and you want to learn how to invite God into the journey, we have a solution for you. We have a place where you can come in, you do our 10-week weight loss boot camp inside of Fit Moms Accelerator. It's giving you everything that I told you today in so much more detail in a step-by-step manner, and you have people to do it with you. And we are implementing the real food resets every other month, and you get a monthly coaching call with me. And so it's everything you need to make this weight loss thing happen with a kingdom mindset. And so we're going to help you to make real food a part of your day-to-day, actually implement the healthy changes in the midst of motherhood and understand why the struggle exists in the first place and invite God into that and heal and start declaring truth over your life and get excited about your kingdom purpose. So the last step, in my opinion, and I've, again, coached thousands of women now, is that you got to be in a place that's going to support you in a way, step by step, to get to that end goal. And I believe that Fit Moms Accelerator is the place for you. You come in, you go through the 10-week weight loss boot camp, you have an entire year to practice it. And then when you're ready for more intense coaching, when you want more accountability, challenges, all the things, you can upgrade into the academy at any point to be a part of that high vibe tribe. So we have something for everybody, and you really can lose weight quickly before summer. And you can do this in a way that keeps it up. So if you can't tell, I'm really passionate about this. I believe this for you. I believe that you do not need to just live your life believing that weight is just a struggle you're going to have. It doesn't have to be something that is just a part of your life. And a big part of what we do inside of the accelerator, and I've seen so many women recently commenting on this right from the get-go, we talk about the lies you've been believing, the ways that the enemy has infiltrated our food systems and the way that we think about food and medicine and money and government and all of that to get us where we're at now in an obesity crisis. And so we are calling out the lies, and we're getting really clear on how to move forward in abundant health, operating out of a place of wholeness and just wanting to be fit. Being fit is not a bad thing. It's not vain. It allows you to say yes to all the areas in your life that God is calling you to do. It allows you to feel confident around your husband. It allows you to show up and play and have a lot less chance of getting disease and all the things. Like, there's so many benefits. So we want to invite you into that. And I hope this was helpful. I hope that you have gleaned some tips and nuggets for your next 2, 4, 6 weeks, however long you're spending on really honing in on seeing that scale drop. And I hope that you do it in a way that is not a quick fix. Don't go for the intermittent fasting. Don't go for Weight Watchers. Don't go for the fad diets. Like, we have to set up the foundation first, and then we can maybe focus on some more advanced weight loss strategies, but that's not where you want to begin. So if you love this and you're watching in Facebook, go ahead and comment below and tell us what you're going to be focusing on. And if you want to join inside the accelerator, I'll make sure to include the link. You can get started for as little as $97 today, you guys. And we'd love to have you tell us your key takeaways, and I will see you guys next week. Hey, Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.